introduction, George. I want to talk to you about the challenges that we face as a business over the last 2 years with a product that we call Runners. There's one for everyone in the audience at break time. People ask, when we try and phone to make appointments to meet with buyers, we say, you know, I'm Sheila Gilroy Collins, I'm from the Different Dairy Company, and we have a fabulous product called Rumblers. And the buyers have been known to say, oh yeah, that's that burger, you know, in the BAP. So as far as being a brand is concerned, within the Different Dairy Company and in Donegal, we joke among ourselves that we'll know we have arrived as far as the brand is concerned when the Rustlers people ring the buyers and they say, oh yeah, you're that yogurt and cereal company. Briefly, in terms of what I'm going to talk to you about today, brief introduction to who we are, as I say, what challenges we face, a little bit about how we connect with our consumers in terms of trying to develop a brand, because my background is marketing, and we don't have a very big marketing budget. I would go so far as to say that as a marketeer, we have no marketing budget. So the way to market in terms of connecting with our consumers is through our packaging. I'll explain a little bit as I go along about how we connect with our consumers. And then what I will give you is the benefit of my 2 year experience working on this brand and launching a brand new brand of organic products in the middle of a recession. We don't lie down in Donegal. Very briefly, Donegal Creameries, two distinct business units within Donegal Creameries. There's the dairy division, a property division, and an agri business. I work for the dairy division, and surprise, surprise, there are three divisions within that, and one of them is milk. Then you have the Different Dairy Company. Then we bought a company in the UK last year called Chef in a Box, which is a sandwich and snacking company which supplies products into the likes of Eurostar, etc. Within the Different Dairy Company, we have our fabulous little Pots of Love, and as I say, a new organic brand which we just launched on the 6th of September with Tesco Ireland. Rumblers are, as I say, delicious little Pots of Love. There's a yogurt pot and an oat granola.
Just put me over in the corner of the sports environment. Let's humour this lunatic. And I'm over there calling for video and calling for stats and graphs and everything. And then, on my word of honour, I kid you not, round about 11 o'clock, Hurricane Katrina, our its equivalent, hits these islands. Formula One motor racing goes down. Davis Cup tennis goes down. The Premiership goes down. The 3 o'clock in Kempton goes down. And all they are left with is Ireland, Italy, and me.
Thank you for his book. It's a wonderful story.
He says, George, can you talk for 4 hours? I said, John, no. He said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I have these stats, I have these pictures, I have these videos, I have these graphs. So anyway, that was my first day on television, and I'm sure you're interested, because you know how modest I am. I'm sure you're interested in how I did on my first day on debut on television. You'd be delighted to hear they're paying me more than 25 quid a gig today. News Talk has made a commitment to Cork. I broadcast from our Upper Lane studios every Thursday from next week. Jonathan Healy, who's going to take you through the second half of the conference, will be broadcasting our lunchtime news from Cork. Jonathan and I are Cork boys. We know what kind of a city this is, and we know you won't listen to any program unless it makes a commitment to your city. So News Talk's making a major commitment. It's a great thrill for me 50 years later to come back and work in the city of my birth. The second half are the two great speakers for you, Paul Fitzgerald, Chief Executive of Park Magic. Then I thought he was the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, but in fact he's a dragon. It is Dragon Sean Gallagher that will take the second half of that. Then there are questions and answers from you to the panel, which will be handled, of course, as I said, by Jonathan Healy. And then our own minister, Bat O'Keefe, will be here to close the event. It is coffee time.
I thought George was going to be here for the whole morning, but anyway, we've got Jonathan Healy, who's another interesting man. George is now shaking hands, saying goodbye. George is wearing a tie, which is yellow, crimson, purple. Fantastic sight. And so there you have it, folks. Another little bit of sounds of this Cork Meet business conference in Cork today.